Good afternoon. A weak disturbance passed through the southern tier of New York, the southern Catskills and lower Hudson Valley, with a batch of rain and showers during the pre-dawn hours. Some of the showers, especially in the lower Hudson Valley, lingered into the end of the morning drive. We'll continue to see this disturbance shift south of Long Island, and high pressure will nose in from southern Ontario. This will clear some of the clouds out, especially from I-90 points north, where I am expecting a good amount of sunshine today. In the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England, the clouds will be more difficult to break up, although some sunshine is expected by day's end. On average, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 60s, where we see some cloud cover, with readings reaching about 70 degrees, where we have more sunshine. That high pressure will last into the evening hours, then give way to an approaching warm front overnight tonight. Another disturbance riding along the warm front will produce mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers as temperatures drop back into the lower 50s. With that warm front moving slowly our way from the south tomorrow, a slight north breeze will develop. There'll be a lot of clouds associated with the front, so the combination of cloud cover and the northerly breeze could keep temperatures from climbing that high tomorrow, and many places will be stuck close to 60 for an afternoon high. Where we see more in the way of breaks of sunshine, readings could be in the middle to upper 60s by the end of the day. With the front slowly moving our way, though, there is the risk at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms during the afternoon. The front will make its way through the region overnight Friday night, and we'll be in the milder air on Saturday with highs in the lower 70s. Although with some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere swinging through and into the mild air, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be more numerous during the course of Saturday morning and into the afternoon hours. Otherwise, on Saturday, skies will be mostly cloudy. We'll clear that whole system through on Saturday night, and that'll leave us dry on Sunday for Mother's Day. And with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be into the middle 70s. It'll remain warm into Monday in the upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds. A series of weak disturbances will head our way into the middle part of next week, and each of these will have the chance at touching off a couple of scattered showers or thunderstorms. On Tuesday afternoon, highs will be around 80, then we'll go back into the lower and middle 70s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern parts of Minnesota and western Iowa, and also a slight risk of severe storms surrounding the moderate risk area from the upper Mississippi Valley down to central Texas. Temperatures should warm into the lower 80s, and convection will initiate late this afternoon in Iowa and Minnesota. With lower 60s dew points forecast to spread into Minnesota, ample buoyancy will exist for robust supercell development. In fact, strong instability is expected across northwestern Iowa, where mid-level shear is forecast to be near 60 knots. Supercells should evolve across this region, then track northeastward toward a corridor of even stronger low-level shear across southern Minnesota. Very large hail is expected with any supercells that form, and there is some concern that tornadoes may also develop within this region of stronger low-level shear, especially near an approaching warm front. Farther south, isolated supercells could evolve across western Texas and Oklahoma as temperatures warm into the mid-80s, and a cold front will produce additional severe storms overnight in Kansas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 20 at Saranac Lake, New York, and at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower and highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 45. The record high 91 set in 1936, and the record low 26 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s near the Canadian border, closer to 70 near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, with scattered showers tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly cloudy with more sunshine late in the afternoon and highs in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies in the Catskills today, and sunshine will mix with the clouds, especially north of the Mohawk Valley, with highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, and lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds this afternoon giving way to breaks of sunshine through the second half of the day, with highs in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies through the afternoon with highs near 70. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm Saturday, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds upper 70s on Monday. And a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Tuesday with highs near 80. Another chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday of next week with highs back into the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.